This is Twit.
I have it right here. I have the MagSafe battery. I've actually had it for a couple of days. But I thought I would put it back in the box and unbox it live on here for everybody. Because why not? So it comes in this lovely little paper case, which you can just open up. And voila, we have a MagSafe battery. Now, what I like about this, I thought this was going to be not sticky. That's the wrong word. But you know the effect that you get when you run your hands over the silicone case where you can sort of feel the friction? You don't get that with these with the case on this. It's quite smooth, but you do have that on the inside where it's slightly rubberized. So when you pop it on the back of an iPhone, then it just sticks in place. And that's actually, it's lit up and set that my phone is charging. Obviously, my phone is plugged in right now. So it doesn't work for telling me that it's charging. But I have a Max iPhone here as well. And so people can see the difference. And, you know, it fits really nicely on this device. And it works really well. When I pop it on, I'm going to take it off and do that again on camera so that people can see. There's a little LED that lights up on the bottom. It's really hard to spot because I've got front-facing lights on me because it's just getting darker here. But it's there, and that will light up green if it's charging your phone and the MagSafe battery is fully charged. There should be an animation on the lock screen. I'm running iOS 15. There's a bit of a bug with that right now. So it doesn't always show up. But it fits perfectly on the back of an iPhone mini, Micah. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, with that one in particular, I saw how well it fits. It's quite super, what is the word I'm looking for?
It's a perfect match.
Yeah, it's a perfect
fit. It follows the bezels round at the bottom and everything. So I've got an iPhone mini here in an OtterBox case. So there's a little bit of space around the side. If you look closely, you can see bright pink there. And then the edges of my iPhone are actually purple.
I'm sorry, is that a color matched cord?
This is the Anker cable. It actually does match the iPhone super well. Bearing in mind, when Anker released these cables, the purple iPhone wasn't out yet. It didn't exist. So I am incredibly impressed at how well this matches. This is just beautiful color matching. I really like this. And I think it's a really interesting product because it is more expensive than something like the Anker. Which I have. I've had it as my app cap on the show. And I'll just do a little bit of a comparison for people. So the MagSafe is slightly taller, but it's also slimmer. And width-wise, they're much of a muchness. There's not a huge amount of difference here. But the Anker is less than half the price, and it's got more than three times the capacity.
What?
Which is a big difference. And if we look at the bottom, then this has got lightning. That's the MagSafe. And a single color-changing LED, whereas the Anker, I'm pressing the wrong side of it now, has four buttons to light up to indicate charge level indicator. And then a flashing blue one, and it charges via USB-C. But there's some other things that you've got to take into comparison as well, because this is $40 versus $99, okay? Oh. So, you know, on the one hand, this is a clear winner, right? It's only slightly bigger. It's got more than three times the capacity. It's got charging indications on it so that you can see. When you connect this one to your phone, it should tell you how much it's charged, though, on the lock screen. You know, those MagSafe animations that you get when you put a watch on there? That's supposed to happen at the moment. I can't demo it because I'm running iOS 15 and it's just not working for me right now. But that's a beta bug.
Yeah.
I've seen it on friends' phones on iOS 14 and it works great. But this is also a MagSafe charger. It does pass-through charging. So you plug a lightning cable into this. Say, for example, you're going on holiday. Okay, you take a lightning cable with you because you need to charge up your AirPods and so on. Well, that's fine because you can actually put your AirPods on here. You plug a really long, say a 6 foot or, I don't know, a 12 foot MagSafe lightning cable into this, and this becomes a MagSafe charger. Okay, and a Qi charger. So you can put your AirPods on this. You can put your AirPods Pro on this, and you can put your iPhone on this. And that means that, you know, then it charges up and it charges your device first and then the battery pack, which is really convenient when you're traveling and in hotels. And the other thing is it can also charge the other way. So if you're in, say, a rental car and you plug your phone in to use CarPlay, you plug directly into the phone, it charges the phone, and then leftover, it charges the battery pack. So I don't know. I can't say that there's a clear winner here. Mm-hmm. If you're just shopping purely on price and capacity, then obviously Anker is going to come out ahead, as Anker frequently does with these things. You know, their stuff is really good. It's solid. It's rugged. it feels like this is not going to get damaged at all. Whereas I've already seen people selling, like Nomad, I think, are selling a stick-on case for this.
Yeah.
Which is a leather case retailing for $35. It ships in November, though, if you pre-order now.
Someone's asking, which is sorry to interrupt, quite a while. Just while you're on the subject of AirPods and things like that, you can't put your Apple Watch on that, right? And charge your Apple Watch.
No. Your Apple Watch. So the Apple Watch uses a modified version of Qi charging, but it is modified in such a way that Qi chargers generally don't work. And that's a real shame. For travel, I have this tiny little Satechi dongle, which it's just a puck with USB-C on it. And I take that with me because that works super well plugged into an iPad or something to charge my Apple Watch up. Unfortunately, neither of these can charge the Apple Watch, which is a shame. I would have really loved that to work, especially with AirPower. I'm also being asked in the chat room, is the magnetic hold the same? Well, I have an iPhone 10, 12 Pro Max here in an Apple Silicon MagSafe case. Okay, so I'm putting the battery on there. This is not moving. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to shake it too hard because it might fall off, but it's sticking pretty well there. Okay, so that is the Apple one. And then the Anchor one. Let's connect this and manage to stick to the thing. Okay, this one's easier to demo it with because I have more of a hold on the battery without touching the phone. Neither of these are going anywhere. Okay, the key to these is this little line here at the bottom of the MagSafe. Okay, so you have the MagSafe ring that helps it stick on the phone, but it could stick on sideways. But these vertical lines here, they're what help hold it really good, well in place. I really like it for that. I don't feel like this is going to, I don't have to worry about putting this in my bag and having the MagSafe charger come off. But if you just want something that you can throw in your pocket, say, for example, work in the events industry, you have long days and you just know that you're going to need to charge your phone later. You could have one of these in your equipment box, one of these in your pocket, stick it on the back of your phone. You're good to go. I know when I will be going back to attending conferences and so on, I'm probably going to have both of these and get through both of them in a day. But it'll be great because I can just chuck one on the back of my phone when I need it and then take it off and stick it in my bag. And I don't have to, you know, worry about the cable coming out of my bag on it. Also, because this is USB-C, it will recharge really fast from, say, a 96 watt MacBook power adapter, which is really useful if you need that sort of thing. If you're fine with just, you know, 20 watt charging, it's still going to be pretty fast, but the capacity on this is considerably less. So,
yeah, I got to say, at the end of the day, I think that Apple really has charged too much for this. When you've got these third parties that are out there already with devices that are pretty comparable, and as some people are pointing out, including Anthony, the USB-C charging on the Anchor is nice. I quite like USB-C charging, and so I've got a lot of USB-C cables these days, and it feels more modern and could, you know, reduce the amount of cables I take with me. And then the fact that it's got so much more capacity so that I can actually fully charge a device is really nice. So as you said, there are back and forths with it, but I just think $99 when you can get other ones for far less.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also going to give people a slight hint when it comes to the Anchor one. Anchor themselves suggest in their forums at times, don't pay full price for our items. Wait for them to go on sale. They frequently go on sale on Amazon. There is a great website called Camel 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 where you can paste in an Amazon link, set your price, and they're going to email you whenever things go under that price. That works really well. That's how I got this. That's how I got notified that it was available on Amazon actually to buy when these first came out because they had a very limited availability to start with. They're now fully in stock, so you can pick one up tomorrow if you're going on a trip the next day. Yeah. So this is, I think, $45, but you can get it for less. So, yeah.
Yeah.